So willpower can be seen in quite simple terms between, on the one hand, you've got a temptation, and on the other hand is some sort of long-term goal, or reasonably long-term goal. And self-control and willpower is the ability to resist that temptation in order to gain or progress towards that long-term goal. It fails quite a lot. So willpower, one of the most important things to know about willpower is if you are continually using it, it is very likely to fail. Okay. So willpower is good in sort of short term. Everyone needs willpower at some point, whether they're feeling tired or just not feeling like they want to do any physical activity. So everyone needs willpower, but if you're using that as your dominant motivation, using your willpower all the time, it's going to reduce over time and eventually it will fail. So a good example in exercise is most of us sort of, if you do your standard 9-to-5 shift at work or a day at work, and you get home and you've had the intention to go to the gym or go to do a run or go to do a walk, but the temptation is that the sofa's there, it's looking very comfortable, and a nice cup of tea, and maybe your partner or a friend is sat there and it's very tempting. So that's the classic willpower scenario. You've got the immediate temptation of a very rewarding sofa versus the long-term goal of going to do exercise, going to do a walk or a run. Okay. And the problem with temptations is they're extremely powerful. Things that they are in the immediate time are weighted much more heavily than any future benefits. So that's what humans do. Humans discount future events. So if you're focused on exercising and being active for health benefits, that's a very future-oriented motivation. And that will be discounted. You will weigh that less than the immediate temptation, which is in your face now. So you're much likely to give in to those temptations. Okay. So self-control and willpower is fighting a very powerful enemy in the temptations, if you like. A good analogy is like a muscle. It gets fatigued, so if we're using it all day, it will get fatigued and not work as well in the evening. But also equally, you can train muscles to become stronger. And also there's some evidence to say that you can train self-control. So being aware of your temptations is actually a good way of strengthening your willpower. Being aware of what possibly might get in the way of your exercise goals or health goals or food goals. Being aware of those and then planning, if you like, how you're going to combat that temptation. That's a very easy way to improve willpower and improve self-control. So success, I mean, everyone improves with success. So let's say if you have a temptation and you manage to overcome that temptation and still go to the exercise class or still go to the gymnasium or still go to work, then you should be proud of overcoming that temptation and realize that you now have the tools to overcome that temptation. Okay, so the next time you come to it, you can reflect that you've done it before, you can do it again. An easier way to do it, like I say, temptations are very powerful. An easier way is to try and think, okay, how can I manufacture my environment to so that I don't use willpower? Like I say, if you're using it, eventually willpower will fail. So if you can alter your routine so that you're not tempted, okay? And in a very, very simple but effective way, if you think about dieting, for example, is if you're tempted by the cake or the beer in the fridge all the time and you find it very hard to resist a beer or a cake after work, then don't buy the cake, you know? And then you're not relying on this very fragile willpower and self-control, you know? And eventually it becomes habit not to have the beers and have the cake. And when habits, that's much easier. You don't need willpower. Yeah, I mean, guilt is a very, very powerful emotion. And if you're starting a new regime or a new exercise in New Year or for the summertime or anything like that, your success in that new routine or that new goal, it won't be linear. It won't be just, yes, I've succeeded. It'll be much more likely to be, yes, I've managed to go do my exercise today. Oh, no, I was succumb to that temptation of the sofa or the cake. Okay, the next day. So try again. So failure is going to happen in the short term. You know, these temptations are going to win eventually, and they're very powerful. So what is not to do is ruminate on that guilt. If you're on a diet and you fail and you have a piece of cake, that's just one small step back in a longer term sort of progression towards your goals. So it's important not to ruminate on the associations of guilt. But you can probably reflect a little bit more on why it failed. You know, were you particularly tired when you got home that day? Did you have a particularly bad day? Were you feeling upset or a little bit down? And try and think, and you can try and plan when those you succumb to temptations most. And then you can start plan accordingly and perhaps fail a little bit less. But almost take the failure and succumbing to temptations as a natural process. It's going to happen. You will probably, any new routine or new healthy lifestyle changes, it's going to need some willpower at the beginning. It's a new thing, okay? So you, when I'm saying like trying to plan your environment so to remove temptations, you might not know what the temptations are. So at the beginning of an exercise routine, you'll probably succumb to temptation, or there'll be temptations there, okay? But what you can't do is rely on that willpower to get you through in the long term, okay? As I said, it's going to fail if you continually use willpower, okay? So what you need to do is try and shift your motivation so that you don't need willpower, okay? So it's not a case of just strengthening your willpower, it's shifting so you don't need willpower. And a good little test to do is just ask yourself why you're making that change, in your, whether it be a new healthy lifestyle, new fitness goals, new diet, why are you making it? And if you think you're doing it because you should do, or if you have to, so maybe a doctor has prescribed a new healthy lifestyle for you, or maybe all your friends are doing it, or you're seeing it on social media all the time, so you perhaps should do, then should to and have to behaviours, they're going to require willpower. Okay, so what your job is to try and shift it to so that when you're asking why am I doing it, that you really want to and you're really enjoying it. Okay, and some things are not enjoyable, but certainly you want to do it. It's almost, if you can describe it, as the behaviour is coming from yourself rather than any externally driven pressures or mandates from doctors, or you know, pressures from loved ones and so forth. If you're doing a healthy lifestyle, exercise or dieting because you should to or because you have to, you're probably going to need willpower, and that will likely fail.
Exactly. You can't go the whole time.
Yeah. That's a very good analogy.
So what's the second gear then, the third?
It is this. So the first gear is, yeah, you would likely, you will start a new lifestyle choice or new routine because you've been told to, or because you think like you should. Oh, everyone else seems really fit, so I need to get fit. Okay, and that willpower is that first gear to get started. Okay, so but what you need to do is to try and find some immediate enjoyment in that behaviour. So it could be, you could use it, you could do it with a friend, okay? And if you really enjoy that company of that friend, then that will then sort of, you won't need the willpower because you're doing it from these more immediate benefits. Like I said before, the benefits, if the benefits are very in the future, like improving health and weight loss, then most individuals will discount that heavily compared to a temptation. So you need to get the benefits a bit more immediate. So it could be, if you're working, going for a walk or a run, putting on a fun podcast that you really enjoy. Okay. And then when you're thinking about doing it, you won't necessarily be tempted because you'll be more thinking about the enjoyment of listening to a podcast when you're going for a run. Or having the company of a good friend. Those sorts of commitments, if you like, or enjoyable features of the activity will then start to outweigh the need for willpower. So try and make the benefits a bit more immediate. Yeah. So a good analogy to about willpower is the first gear in a car. Okay, so it's very good to get you started in any sort of exercise routine or health routine. So when you start an exercise routine, you're likely doing it because you feel like you should, because everyone's, being fit is good, or you might be even told by the doctors. So that willpower is the first gear. But then you need to shift into second gear and third gear, and they're different motivations that you need. So it might be sort of focusing on the intrinsic benefits of exercise, you know, putting on your favourite podcast when you're going for a walk, or meeting up with a friend who you really enjoy their company. So therefore, when you focus on these more immediate satisfactions, you're less likely to need the willpower to overcome those temptations. So some tips about willpower and health routines would be, first of all, the most important one is to don't rely on willpower. Okay, willpower is very very fragile, and it will fail if you're using it all the time. Okay, so try and avoid the temptations. So, for example, if we're talking about diet, it's as simple as don't have the cake in your fridge. Okay, so you're avoiding the temptations. Number two is try to overcome these temptations by moving the benefits of your new lifestyle or your new exercise routine to the immediate. Okay, so try, as well as have the long-term health goals and the weight loss goals, try and find some more immediate satisfactions. Okay, so they can combat immediate temptations. Okay, so things like favorite podcasts, things like going to the gym with a friend who you enjoy the company. Find something that you enjoy within that activity that's immediate. Okay. Number three is probably reduce the effort. Okay, so if you reduce the effort of overcoming that temptation, then it make it easier to do the behaviour. For example, a nice easy one is, let's say you plan to go for a jog in the evening, but then you get home in the evening and the temptation to not go and to sit on the sofa is there. So if you reduce the effort, if you plan to go for a jog in the evening, then have your shoes and kit ready when you get in, and then the effort required to overcome that temptation is a lot less. That's three. What else have I got? Number four would be if you can't remove the temptation. Okay, so people can't remove the sofa from their house, okay, to avoid being temptation. But try and plan. Try and plan ahead and think, okay, I will be tempted here. Okay, so it might be as simple as getting home from work and not sitting down or not going into the living room. So therefore, you're thinking that you're planning ahead. Okay, I'm going to be tempted if I go in and my family has the TV, so therefore I'm going to avoid that situation. Or you can think, okay, usually I have to use a lot of willpower throughout the day, so I might not have as much willpower during the evening, so therefore I'm going to do my healthy exercise early on in the morning when I've got a lot of willpower to avoid temptations.
Easier, isn't it?
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. So it's a bit like, yeah, this willpower is this first gear, and the idea is to turn it into a habit, turn it into a routine. So then you're not tempted by things because it's, I go to the gym, I just do, that's my routine. Okay. So absolutely, the end goal would be turning this new exercise behaviour or diet behaviour into a routine or a habit. And another tip would be to don't ruminate necessarily on any failure. Okay. So we'll all fail at some point and we won't go to the gym at some point. But the idea is not to ruminate on feelings of guilt. Okay, what you perhaps need to do is reflect on why it happened and try and improve it for the future. But we all fail. Okay, so willpower will break at some point. So my first tip about willpower would be to avoid using willpower if you can. Willpower is very fragile, so if you're repeatedly having to use willpower, it's going to fail. So you need to shift away from the temptations and try and focus on more immediate satisfactions in the activity. So putting on a favourite podcast during your walk, going to the gym with a friend who you enjoy the company of, those sorts of things. Therefore, you won't need willpower as much. My name's Ian Taylor. I'm a motivation psychologist in the School of Sport, Exercise and Health Sciences at Loughborough University. And here are my top tips for maximising willpower and avoiding temptation.